We're broadcasting live here from the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas. I'm Mary Lucia. You're listening to 89.3 The Current. And all the way from Minnesota, our next guest did crazy things to get here. Let's all welcome Brother Ali.
Whoa.
So you had a bit of a crazy time getting here, though, yes?
A little bit.
Got your wallet.
No big deal. I tried my best to ruin this whole thing, but it didn't work.
Have you done South by Southwest before?
Yeah, it's like my fourth or fifth time doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you get new fans every time?
I can't tell.
Yeah, I wondered if you could tell.
Nah, not at all.
Are you a MySpace guy at all?
I have a MySpace, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, but do you run it? Like, do you know, are you the ins and outs?
I try to as much as I can. I do a lot of it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, people that are like listen to my songs or listen to my beats or like come rap on a song with me, I don't do that, but people write to me and be like, hey, I like this or I like that or I got a question about this, I try to answer that.
Do you really? You write back?
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when people talk about Rhymesayers as a family, and maybe that seems cliched, but do you feel that way?
I definitely feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how exactly, I never really understood, how exactly did you first hook up with the Rhymesayers? Did you give them a demo or?
We're from the same city and believe in the same things and it was pretty much, there was no way around it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And since that time, my big brother Slug has run around here, my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very close with the main people who run the label, Slug and Ant and a guy by the name of Sadiq.
And you've never thought of leaving Minnesota to live anywhere else, have you?
I thought about it, but I don't see doing it.
Good, good. Let's get a song. What do you want to do?
We'll do a song called Truth Is.
Nice.
New single. First single from my new record called The Undisputed Truth.
Awesome.
BK, what? Truth is here, the truth is here. Say the truth is here, the truth is here. Truth is here, the truth is here. Say the truth is here, the truth is here. I want more, we need more. I want more, my man, and I'm back to demand. We get more, give me more. We need more and more and more and more. I want more, we need more. I want more, my man, and I'm back to demand. We get more, give me more. I want more and more and more and more. As the day I was born, face to the dawn and my faith in a song. Blood soaking the pages I paint in the morn. And none of y'all to take my place when I'm gone. I'm the pure, raw, uncut. Who the want what? Here to show you sucker, sucker much. What the hell's what? Brother Ali, vow solemnly not to die while the music is still inside of me. It gotta be allowed to breathe. Gotta let it out at least enough to let the monster flee. Want more than what they offering me. Songs that make me feel like I'm already free. I'm a rebel in my own right. Y'all don't want to write or think or speak a rhyme standing next to me. When the game needed, I'm exactly what it need. Put the soul in the speech, let it go, let it be. I want more, we want more. I want more, my man, and I'm back to demand. We get more, give me more. I want more and more and more and more. I want more, we need more. I want more, my man, and I'm back to demand. We get more, I want more. We need more and more and more and more. Say the truth is here. Truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is. Said not nearly a single solitary soul. Put the kind of passion to the mic that I hold. One day it'll have to be pride from my cold. Dead hand until then the big man is gold. Got one lone reason to go on breathing. Climb into the zone of the evening. Keep reaching. Just to pull more out the core of the demon. People need to see them a pure human being. Love, sweat, joy, pain. Little child running wild, stripped to the raw vein. Rabbit junkyard dog off the train. Barefoot out watching in the rain. Sacred war dance suspended in the moment. We throw the down like our lives depended on it. Jaws of the street with our heart on our sleeve. Throwing shots at the law, which is all I believe. Give me more, we want more. I want more, my man, and I'm back to demand. We get more, give me more. We need more. We need more. I want more, my man, and I'm back to demand. We get more. We need more. Want more and more and more and more. Our thoughts are supposed to be the thoughts of our soul. Not bought and sold, not all controlled. Bring a little fire when the world get cold. Make me shed a few tears, then to me you went gold. People need more freedom. Children need to hear more truth when y'all teach them. Damn, I want to hear a plan from the dude preaching. Got new seeds with true needs and who's leading. I truly believe every word I ever uttered on a drum break. Right or wrong, life go on, but it wasn't nothing fake. I demand they start listening to the crowd. If not, we gon' burn this thing to the ground. Give me more. We need more. I want more, my man, and I'm back to demand. We get more. Give me more. We need more and more and more and more. We want more. We want more. Give me more, my man, and I'm back to demand. We get more. We want more. We want more and more and more and more. Say the truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is here. Truth is here. The truth is the truth.
Thank you very much.
It's Brother Ali live here on 89th Street, the current live here from South by Southwest in a packed room, I might add, here at the Orbit Lounge at Buffalo Billiards here, making us all from Minnesota so proud.
They're very good-looking people, too.
They really are sexy.
Yeah.
You know, when did you first meet KRS-One? How old were you?
12 years old.
How did you meet him?
He heard that I was such an amazing MC, and he wanted to meet me. So, he never said that to me, but I could tell in my head that that's how he felt.
Right, his body language.
Yeah, there's a line in the album where he said, "No one can defeat me," and for some reason that meant to me that he wanted to meet me. So I went to this lecture tour that he was giving in around 1990. He was the first person to ever start like an actual movement with hip hop or within hip hop. And he started this thing called Stop the Violence, where they were trying to encourage people to keep violence away from rap shows because the hip-hop community was getting such a bad image for the problems that were happening at shows. And so he was like, man, we're going to ruin our own music if we don't chill this out. And so he got all the popular rappers from New York at the time, Public Enemy and Heavy D and all these people came and did this song. And he put a book, him and this guy named Nelson George made a book, and they went on KRS went on a lecture tour of universities. I was living in Michigan at the time, mm-hmm. in Lansing, Michigan, and he came, and I brought the book, and I waited, watched the lecture, and then asked him to sign it, and he brought me on stage, and we talked, and he signed my book, and I have a picture from it, and everything.
Do you at all keep in touch with him at all? Have you seen him since?
Yeah. I saw him one time, and I was like, you know, you do the dumb fan thing where you're
I
like,
know.
Do you remember when I met know. You? And he lied to me. He said, yes. But he was lying, but it still felt good.
So what does it mean for you? Because I've read a lot of times that you've said, you know, that hip-hop is, it's life to you. It's the way you live your life. And what does that mean to you exactly?
I mean, it just means that I think for a lot of us that have been involved in hip-hop for a long time, it's really given us, it's added to our lives more so. A lot of us, hip-hop has given us more than religion, more than school, more than our parents. You know, hip-hop was something that we felt like was really part of how we lived, and so these men and women that added, you know, to our knowledge base and to our principles and things like mm-hmm. that through their music, it really shaped who a lot of us are. And yeah. I know for a fact that I probably would not be the person that I am, even if music wasn't my career. Just the human being that I am, I benefited so much from it.
Is there anybody that you would just be almost afraid to meet in the hip hop community that you respect so much?
You know, I've met a lot of them. I've been on tour with a couple of them, but I met. We were me and BK1 over here on the turntables. That's my DJ BK1.
Woo!
He plays so beautiful, don't you agree? We did this Big Daddy Kane thing when they gave him the VH1 Honor Award.
Uh-huh.
And we played at his after party. We were like the opening act at his after party. And all of these like amazing legends were backstage, like Ice-T and all these dudes. And I'm shaking hands with Red Alert and Ice-T and all these dudes. And I saw Melly Mel from Furious Five.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, nah, man, I just can't do that.
Where's,
you know what I mean?
Were his pants tucked into his boots?
I don't appreciate you talking about Melly Mel.
No,
like that,
I love, you have no idea, man. I just want to know.
What's your favorite Melly Mel song?
Well, here's the thing. I love the Grandmaster and I love the Furious Five. And I've actually, the greatest interview I ever had was Roxanne Shanté last year. She
okay.
was in town and she is one of the coolest.
Yeah.
And it's so.
She's cute.
Well, it's amazing to meet
and
somebody
she's
who
a doctor.
She's a doctor and she was there in the very beginning. And that to me is like, to meet those people that were starting this, that's what's kind of blows my mind, I think, too.
And a lot of those people, I shook their hand, like I shook Afrika Bambaataa hand and I shook other people's hand, but something about Melly Mel,
oh
I was
my
like,
Lord.
I'm just gonna look at you. I'm not gonna.
That is crazy. Have you ever met George Clinton? Have you ever met George Clinton?
No, I'm probably okay on that.
Really? You weren't a P-Funk fan?
I'm amazing P-Funk fan.
But you just have no interest in...
I think I'm not hip enough. It's probably similar to Melly Mel. Like, I'm just not hip enough a guy to be in a room with him.
Let's get another song. What do you want to do?
We're going to do a song with a cuss word in the title, so I can't say the whole thing, but it's Uncle Sam and Damn.
All right.
This is a blues you call Uncle Sam Damn. It's a show tune, but the show ain't been written for it yet. The song was inspired by the late, great Nina Simone. We're gonna see if Tony Jerome can work a little something out as far as the band go. Okay, we start like this. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and proud. Let's do this thing for real now. Smoke and mirrors, stripes and stars, stolen for the cross in the name of God. Bloodshed, genocide, rape and fraud, written to the pages of the law, good Lord. The close continent latchkey child ran away one day and started acting foul. King of where the wild things are, daddy's proud, cause the Roman Empire done passed it down. Imported and tortured a workforce and never healed the wounds or shook that curse off. Not a grown up Goliath nation holding open auditions for the part of David. Can you feel it? Nothing can save you. You question the rain. You get rushed in and chained up. Fist raised, but I must be insane, cause I can't figure a single goddamn way to change it. But welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. And welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. All must bow to the fat and lazy. The fuck you obey me, and why do they hate me? Who me? Only two generations away from the world's most despicable slavery trade. Pioneered so many ways to the greater human being that it can't be changed to this day. Legacy so ingrained in the way that we think, we no longer need chains to be slaves. And Lord, it's a shameful display. The overseers even got raped along the way, cause the children can't escape from the pain, and they born with that poisonous hatred in their veins. Try and separate a man from his soul, you only strengthen him and lose your own. But shoot that bastard if he walked near the throne. Remind him that this is my home. Now gone. And welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. And welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred. Mr. Dibs, what up? You don't give money to the bums on the corners bleeding while the sign bleeding from their gums. Talking about you don't support a crackhead. What you think happens to the money from your taxes? Shoot the government's the attic with $1 billion a week killing brown people habit. And even if you ain't on the front line when NASA yell crunch time, you right back at it. Baby, look at how you hustling backwards. At the end of the year, add up what they subtracted. 3 out of 12 months, your salary pay for that madness. Man, that's savage. What's left? Get a big ass plasma. See where they made Dan Rather point the damn camera. Only approved questions get answered. Now stand your ass up for that national anthem. And welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. And welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. Praise God. Praise God.
I wish I could use my entire expression.
It's It's Brother Ali live here on 89.3 The Current.
We're limited.
We are a little bit limited given that it is live radio here. And
thanks for having us here, though.
Thank you so much for coming down. You know, I read something you said once, and it makes so much sense to me, if you actually said this, that you want the entire room to feel the same way you feel when you're performing.
Yeah.
How do you feel now?
How do I feel right now?
Yeah.
I feel great that I'm here. Well, I think what I meant was that we're trying to make music that, you know, everything about it communicates on that human level the way that we feel about any particular subject.
Right.
You know, so that the sound of the music and the words that we choose to use and the way we record the song and the way we perform the song, you know, even if you might not even speak English, you might not even agree with what I'm saying, you might not even... you know, think anything, but just that feeling come across. The feeling is more important than anything else.
You know, when any writer, I mean, anybody who writes, I wonder if you come across this as a problem where you want to be truthful and you want to give your audience the truth and something real and something honest, but sometimes you feel like you got to kind of keep something for yourself because sometimes it feels weird to just give everything up. Do you find a balance there?
No.
You're okay with just giving everybody?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yep.
You don't have any secrets?
No.
You sure?
The only thing I have things that I can't figure out how to write about yet.
Like what?
When I figure out how to write about them. I'm saying I have things that like that I've obviously things that I'm not proud of that I will make songs about someday that I want to figure out how to really explain them and how to really figure out you know, to show you the whole context of the situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
But I mean, when I'm writing, though, I cannot think about, like, you know, what are the streets going to, you know, the streets going to think about this song, or are the white boys going to be offended by this song, or is the, you know, is my lady going to be mad that I said this in a song, and you know what I mean?
I do.
I have a lot of things where people come back to me and, you know, I wish you hadn't said that about me, and I would.
Really?
You know, yeah.
You know, it almost seems like, I guess, that's the thing, is it's that you are constantly concerned about every single person. I don't know. I almost think it's something that just goes with the territory. It's like, you know, I want to write, and I want to write about my life, and you're in my life, so...
Yeah. I mean, I try to not name them.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And it's not like we famous or something where everybody... like, there's... Unless my dad were to play my records for his friends, they would never hear those things that I said about him.
There
you know what I mean?
I hear you.
Yeah.
So where are you performing down here at the festival?
We're playing at Emo's tomorrow night, and we're playing at the Day Stage at the Convention Center, and we're going to play at the Cantina, and we're going to play at one other place, and I can't call the name of it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we have four more shows in the next 2 days.
Sweet. The new record, The Undisputed Truth, we're loving it so much at The Current. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate
it so much.
Thank you very much. Brother Ali.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.